We're spending a little bit of time with Trombone Shorty, known to most as Troy Andrews, or vice versa, I guess, known to many as Trombone Shorty. And yeah. Trombone Shorty and Orleans Avenue will be here in Madison at the Union Theater on October the 2nd. How you doing right now?
I'm doing good. Just finished rehearsing with the band and writing some new material. Everything's going real well.
Oh, very good. Glad to hear it. Some new material, huh?
Yeah, I feel like I'm losing my voice. I've been screaming all day.
I bet it's exciting, though, to work on something new.
Yeah. You know, we've been out for about 4 months straight, and we just got a chance to come back home and really get some new stuff. Because we've been writing on the road, but we haven't really had a chance to really put anything down and really do anything on top. So we're very excited to be here. Like, we're coming up with songs in less than 5-10 minutes.
Yeah, nothing feels like home, huh?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Now, if you could, mention the folks that accompany you in the band that people will be seeing up on stage with you.
Yeah, well, we have a bunch of the musicians that I have, guys that I graduated high school with.
Sweet.
We all went to the New Orleans Center for Creative Arts, and my bass player, Mike, we've been knowing each other for about 10 years, our whole life. And, you know, but most of them are great musicians. I mean, all of them are great musicians. And they all play different type of instruments, but all of them are, like, wonderful. You know, I'm glad I have this band because, you know, I can put a lot of pressure on them to be able to step up and play if I need to. And I'm very excited to be able to have musicians of that capability.
Yeah, and they can, you know, you don't just stick to one standard sound up there either. You vary, you know, from tune to tune. So you are ask them to do a whole lot with you.
Oh, definitely. Everything I do, I ask them to do. You know, it's a band effort. I just happen to be the front man.
Yeah. You the short one.
Yep.
So, let's say I'm a season ticket holder at the venue where you're popping in, whether it's here at the Union Theater or elsewhere, and this show wasn't the first thing on my list that I wanted to see, but here I go walking into the show anyway. What kind of... You know, what could I sort of expect when here you come out on stage?
Well, it's definitely going to be dance music. We got a lot of rock-oriented funk music, and it has a bunch of New Orleans flavors in it. And it's just about fun and, you know, groove-oriented music where people can tap their feet or they can get up and dance and shout. It's just about a big party, like Mardi Gras year-round.
Yeah. A lot of folks I know here in Madison do make the journey down to New Orleans for, well, a lot of them for Jazz Fest especially.
Definitely. A lot of people come down, and we played there last year sometime at college, and it was wild.
Yeah, I think we're going to make it a ditto sort of event this time.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're ready. We're totally ready for you guys to be here.
Good.
Now, you know, another name people would definitely know is Lenny Kravitz. You happened to go out on stage or out on the world tour with him.
Yeah.
You know, what did that experience teach you as an artist? You know, maybe lessons about the scene or the industry or just how to, you know, go to other parts of the world?
Well, you know, Lenny is a mentor of mine and just being, and he's also one of my idols, so. For me to be able to be on stage with him and just, I was just observing a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
And the way he handles the crowd, you know, with my experience I already had by playing around town and playing different things with different bands and then to go straight to the arena atmosphere, I think is, you know, a big part of what I really needed to shape my own self to know how to play in front of that audience. Because after I did that with Lenny, my whole thing changed, you know, everything, like, every time I play now, I play, like, I'm not saying that I didn't before, but every time I play and I'm playing with the band, we always playing like we playing into an arena.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, I got used to that by playing with Lenny, and you know, it's just a great thing to be able to be with the top dogs at, you know, at a young age and gather all the experience and knowledge that I can get. And I just took that with my natural New Orleans feel that I have, and I put it together, and it's definitely a new sound.
Yeah, that plus a little bit of street smarts can certainly make for a great sound.
Definitely.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, Lenny Kravitz, whether you know his music, you like him, you dislike him, whatever, you know, whatever people say, he is certainly a person who has done it his own way out there.
Definitely. And I think I'm on that path.
Yeah, I think so too, yeah.
You know, and you would ask me what you can expect. Well, you know, most people that see a horn in front of a band, they expect like a jazz band. This is not that type of atmosphere. It's definitely something that's fresh.
Yeah, we had Bonorama here.
Yeah,
they were here recently. I'm expecting the same sort of the same kind of feel as that, with a little extra.
Yeah.
You know.
Yep.
Yeah.
They real good. You know, I had a chance to play with them a long time. And that band, you know, I think just being at horn, being a horn player, we got a good niche of us we want to play what we want to play. We don't have to stick to jazz, knowing that the horn is very related to that.
Oh man, I've heard some of the best rock and roll in my life come from some sort of horn.
There we go.
Oh man, you better believe it. So, leading up to that, if not the trombone or the trumpet, I know you're quite established trumpet player as well. What would Troy Andrews be doing? You know, maybe what would you hope to be doing with your life? You know, Major League Baseball player, president, some kids aspire to be. What might have it been for you if not a player?
I never really had a chance to think about that because I've been playing since I was 4, but I think... I'll be the next Michael Jordan.
Wouldn't it be nice? Tiger Woods would be a wonderful thing.
Yeah, Tiger Woods. I don't have to worry about getting hurt too bad playing the golf.
Yeah, or a punter. Just be a good punter.
A good punter. You can play for years. But, I mean, you know, maybe some type of president of a music company. You know, I definitely want to be into the music. And maybe a real estate agent.
Oh, there you go.
I'm actually looking into that now, so just in case things go through some hard times musically.
Yeah,
I can always have some type of backup.
You could sell some land.
Yep.
Absolutely. Well, it's always good to have a backup.
Yeah, you know, I've seen a lot of musicians down here that I've grew up with that never thought about that and they're in a bad space right now. So I just don't want to be like that case and the thing go wrong.
Yeah, and then, you know, even if you have things sort of under control, you have weather now and tragedy to contend with that could wipe out anything you might have, you know, at any moment too.
Definitely, and the thing with me and my band, we, you know, I've been playing nationally and internationally. You know, I have a great following around the world of people follow, and they, you know, we build new fans, and I'm just glad that I happen to be blessed to be one of the blessed ones to be able to take it a little further and, you know, in case another hurricane coming, something like that. Some people that's here that's playing weekly gigs, it's hard for them to rebound, to get back on their feet. You know, I just want to take everything into consideration in case this happens again. You know, I can be prepared for life.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right, because you never know what life is going to throw at you. So the more backup plans you have, the better, the safe. You know, safety first.
Yeah, a little safe.
Little preparation, proactive.
Yep, a little proactive.
How? I'm always impressed. One of my favorite musicians that I happen to get a chance to meet, Hilario Duran, and I just think of experiences that people have had all around the world. But when you played in Cuba, what were your experiences like there? Were you just basically, did you land, get right to the venue, and then they took you back and you left? Or did you have a chance to kind of experience Cuba at all, and did it influence you?
Well, I think going to Cuba definitely influenced me. It changed my musical, music aspect forever. Everything I do, I have some type of Cuban. Even if in some of the rock and roll things, you know, it's about what you put under it under what I do with my horn, that mm-hmm. changes the style. But playing in Cuba, we were there for like 3 or 4 days. I remember I was like 13 years old. And, you know, the musicians, that style of music, it was like a life-changing moment at that point. I really got into that style of music, and I got a chance to play with some of the Cuban musicians. And and things, and you know, just to be able to go there and be with my brother and some of the New Orleans musicians and put the New Orleans brass band rhythms along with the Cuban thing was an amazing atmosphere. I mean, you know, wow. I didn't really know how important it was at 13. I was just having fun.
Yeah.
But now that I look back at it and realize the experience and the type of music that we created with the Cuban musicians, it was an amazing thing.
I can just imagine all the beautiful women dancing as well.
Yeah, I need to go back now.
Yeah, I'm ready. Let's do that here in Madison.
There we go.
There it is.
Madison has some hot women.
Yes, indeed.
I remember last time I was playing.
Hey, so you two, Green Day and Trombone Shorty, right, for the reopening of the New Orleans Superdome on Monday Night Football?
Yeah.
What's up with that, man? How did that invite come to you? Obviously, you know, the Louisiana connection is you.
The Edge and Bono saw me play when I was like 12, and I didn't know that they came in a Tremé neighborhood, and they were mentioned. And I woke up one day, and somebody told me that you two mentioned me in a paper and in the Associated Press or whatever they did. And then I got a call saying that they wanted to do something to help New Orleans, and they remembered me. And I met with them in Europe with Bob Ezrin, a good friend of mine.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And he was the connection that put it together. And it was myself, Green Day, Bob Ezrin, and Rick Rubin, and all those guys in England at the Abbey Road studio, just talking and discussing about what they want to do for New Orleans. And from there, it just took off.
Boy, did it ever. Who won the game?
The Saints.
That's right. They did.
Yep.
What do you think about the Saints' chance this year?
To tell you the truth, I haven't really had a chance to really check it out, but I've been hearing that we're doing really well, and we won the last game. But I think we're going to go pretty far if not win the Super Bowl.
Oh, really? That's what I was going to ask you, maybe your Super Bowl predictions, but now that you haven't been playing, you haven't had a chance to pay as much attention, I won't bother.
Yeah.
But I hear that one. I hear one team is the Saints already from you.
Yeah, definitely. The Saints and, you know, and the Hornets are going to go to the NBA champions against the Lakers.
Oh, man. That would be, well, they, you know, they could. The Lakers.
I love Kobe Bryant.
And how can you not? He's the best player out there on the court.
Yeah.
You know, do you know Kobe personally?
No, I only met him. I've seen him when I opened up the NBA All-Star game this year.
Yeah.
I didn't really get a chance to say hello to him, but we were on the same stage. I had to finish playing my part, and he was just lining up. But you know, he's one of my idols too. You know, his work ethic for his sport and his skill. You know, I like to look at people like that that's dedicated to what they're doing, and once you're dedicated, it's really going to pay off in the end. So I look at him and the way he takes basketball so seriously, and it's not just about fame and different things. He really takes it seriously to become the best player he can be in, and I look up to that.
You still dig
what I'm doing?
Yeah, you still dig the NBA, right?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, me too, man. I still watch. I'm a Celtics fan, and
y'all beat us this year.
Well, I mean, I've been a fan since 1977, so I went through. I saw a couple good years, but I've been through some really bad ones too.
Yeah, well,
this was a good. This was a real. Thank you. This was a real good year. KG is something else.
That's the piece that y'all needed.
That was it. I mean, you know, just like a good band, sometimes when you get that final piece, whatever it might be, good things happen.
Yeah.
So, you know, I doubt you're going to collaborate with Kobe, but down the road, you know, you've worked with so many names. There's way too many to even mention. Everybody would know who all these fantastic artists are. But is there someone out there that you know of already that you'd like, you know, this year there was what, Wynton Marsalis and Willie Nelson, right?
Yeah.
That's a strange combination.
Definitely.
Yeah, is there an artist out there that maybe Trombone Shorty that wouldn't mind collaborating with that might surprise people?
Definitely. One of my homeboys, Lil Wayne from New Orleans.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Lil Wayne and that's my man. I've been checking him out. He's amazing too. I would like to collaborate with him.
That would be sweet.
Yeah, I work with Manny Fresh the producer for Cash Money, a former producer, a few years ago, and I played on one of their records for the big timers, but I would definitely like to work with Lil Wayne.
All right, man. I bet that's not going to be too hard to set up down the road.
Oh, no. I just got to get the right materials, so when I go to him, you know, it's just a call away.
It's a call away. And as that stands, I want to thank you for making the phone call and spending a little time here with us.
Thank you for having me.
I do appreciate not just your music, but you as a person. You seem like a real down-to-earth cat. And, you know, I hope to bump into you when you're in Madison.
Definitely.
And if we want to tell people a place to find more information about you, where could we send them?
We can go to tromboneshorty.com or MySpace Trombone Shorty. MySpace.com Trombone Shorty. And we got all type of stuff on there. Music. You can download free music and check out what we're playing and different things. So my personal website and the MySpace Trombone Shorty is a place to go.
That's the place to be.
Yep.
And then when you're here in Madison, that's the place to be.
That's the place to be.
We'll see you at the Union Theater. Hey, what are you listening to these days? You know, five albums in your iPod or CD changer?
Well, in my iPod, I got Lenny Kravitz, the Reedbert Brass Band.
Nice.
Lil Wayne, Dr. John new record that I'm actually on, that new record, and Kanye West.
Oh yeah, he just got in trouble in the airport, didn't he?
Him, I don't know.
I think him and his bodyguard, who was his manager.
Oh, okay. I didn't.
The paparazzi was bugging him.
Little paparazzi.
They need to go away. But that's neither here nor there either. But they could go away, and it wouldn't bother me any.
Well, you know, when you get to that level, that's when you made it.
Yeah.
So well, I wouldn't mind that for a few months.
A few months of paparazzi fame.
Yeah.
You can take that.
I can handle it.
You can handle that. Take a picture and then take another one.
Yeah, take a picture, take another one. The thing is, I don't think I have to worry about that in New Orleans because we don't have that.
No, and you're one big family down there anyway.
Yep.
So that's a nice, I think that's the way to live. We have, see, Madison, you know, that I think the reason that there's that New Orleans sort of connection here is they really do try to focus a lot on community and neighborhoods here.
Oh, that's great. That's our main thing here. The whole, you know, like the city of New Orleans is a big is responsible for my career too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And, yeah, but what was that street I went up there?
You went on State Street, probably.
Yeah, that reminds me of Bourbon Street.
Right? There's so much happening, and
yeah, a lot of clubs, a lot of people walking in the street.
Yeah, it's fun.
Very similar to Bourbon Street.
Well, we'll see you on October the 2nd. Hopefully it won't be too snowy or anything like that craziness, and maybe we'll wander down State Street together.
Looking forward to it.
All right, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Peace.